Hi there. Welcome to the Serenity Now podcast. I'm Amanda Little. Thank you so much for listening. Before I get into why this podcast, why now, and what it's about, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. I live in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, with my husband and two cats. I coach swimming. I teach yoga and meditation. I absolutely love sharing meditation with people. My very favorite practice is yoga nidra, which I will definitely be sharing with you on an upcoming episode. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And I am on a mission to help as many people as possible learn to live with greater ease, happiness, abundance, and fun, to embrace possibility and lead lives of fulfillment and purpose, to make an impact on the world, and to help others do the same. So I have a little bit of a story to share with you, and chances are that this story actually includes you as well, or at least you're familiar with the story to some degree. So it's March 2020. COVID-19 is spreading across the world. It's officially a global pandemic. I have been teaching a meditation class in the community near me. The class has been canceled because we have all been told that we need to quarantine and not gather in groups and stay to ourselves and not spread germs around. So I decide, well, nope, I'm going to do it online. I'm going to teach the class, lead the class online. I'll use Facebook Live. It'll be easy. Lots of people use Facebook Live. Up until this point, I had never used Facebook Live. And actually, it is pretty easy to use, but it was all very new. So it comes Monday night when my regular class was happening and I go onto Facebook Live. I had told the people from the class that I was going to be doing this. So they were there waiting for me, sort of. It's really weird being online when you can't see someone and just talking. It's like talking at someone. Anyway, I led the meditation and afterwards it felt amazing. I received feedback and thanks from the people in my class. It just was really wonderful knowing that I was still able to help people during this time of crisis. All of the stress, all of the unknowns that we had going on, it was really overwhelming for myself, and I'm sure for everybody else that was going through it, and definitely, myself and the people in the class. So it didn't take too long before I realized that people really need this. They need someone, not even someone, they just need tools. They need ways. They need things to help them relax and de-stress and to deal with all of the unknowns that were going on in our lives then. Because really, it was all very new for all of us. Nobody knew what was happening or when or how long anything was going to be going on for. And we weren't even sure exactly how things were spreading and, you know, how to tell who had it and who didn't. And yeah, just tons of overwhelming stress and unknowns and anxiety. And I realized that people needed the tool of meditation to help them. They needed to find ways to relax, to help ground them, to release anxiety, even if it was just for an hour a day. So since I was only doing this once a week, I figured this isn't going to cut it. Like, people don't need this once a week. People need this every day. People maybe even need it more than once a day because of everything that was going on. Then I thought to myself, well, why don't I just do this every day? I could go live on Facebook and lead a meditation or a breath practice or do something every day to help people so that they have a place where they can come and they can find a tool and they can do the practice with me and they can feel better. And I can feel better because I'm doing these practices as well with them, and I'll feel better just that I'm helping people out. So very quickly, I realized that the distinct message that was coming from the quarantines was that this was the best time for everybody to slow down, to have more time, more space, to have more self-reflection, more introspection. Knowing this or feeling this, I realized, no, me teaching a meditation online every day was not really a good idea. And I didn't want to take on that responsibility, nor did I really feel like I would do it justice. So at the same time that I was having all of these thoughts, I noticed that I wasn't the only one going online and sharing meditation with people. There were many of my friends that were also going online, and they were sharing not necessarily meditation, but maybe yoga, or they were doing some type of practice, something from their gifts and their passions that they have, things that they have in their own life. They were sharing it online with other people. Through noticing, you know, myself and other people all offering these practices, guidance, teaching online, I thought, well, you know, I have this class that I'm leading, and I had another class that I was, a yoga class that I was teaching as well. And I thought, there's a whole bunch of people all out there in the world who would really greatly benefit from having these practices to do, or this guidance, or at least this place to come in and to meet with someone who could lead them through ways to relax, ways to work on responding to the situation that we were in, rather than having all these, you know, knee-jerk reactions and just ways to not let anxiety take over so much. Having this realization, I thought, well, what if all of us who are sharing with all of our little groups, what if there was some way for us all to come together and to share as kind of a collective? Then that way, all of the people who are looking for help or assistance or some kind of guidance or relaxation, they could be exposed to many different ways of finding this, many different tools that are out there. They could find the people that they resonated with, the practices that they resonated with most. So that was my idea. Make a collective, bring all the people who are sharing together and have some type of resource, some type of place where people can go and connect and find what they're looking for, or try out new things, learn about things that are in the world that maybe they didn't know were out there, tools that they could assimilate or bring into their own lives, adopt into their own lives. So that was my idea first. After sharing online, Facebook Live, that was the next part of my plan was, okay, make a collective. We're all going to do this together. And then letting that roll around and trying to figure out how to do this exactly, I got up one day, sat down for my morning meditation, and as I was coming out of meditation, I had this sensation or a download, or it was like a voice talked to me, but there was no voice. But the voice was kind of bossy. And the voice said, you're going to do a podcast and you're going to do it now, because now is the perfect time. And I will backtrack just a little bit in this story. A podcast isn't something that was completely out of the question for me. I had it in the plans to do, but my plans were that it would happen maybe 5 years down the road, because there were some other pieces of the puzzle that I thought were going to take place before the podcast would come about. But no, this voice or sensation or download or whatever the bossy thing was said, now. It's happening now, because now is the perfect time. It took a couple moments. I kind of digested that information. And the next thing I felt was incredible excitement and a hint of nausea. So I remember posting on Facebook. I went on Facebook and I typed in a post and said something along the lines of, if something really excites you but makes you want to throw up at the same time, it means you have to do it, right? Because I was still in the mindset of, I could ignore this voice, this thing telling me to do it now. But I realized, no, this shouldn't be ignored. This is something that it's right. This voice, whatever it was, maybe it was me, I don't know. But the message was right. It was clear. Now is the perfect time. Hence, now, the Serenity Now podcast is coming into being during COVID-19. Now, this podcast is not going to be about COVID-19. This podcast is going to be about ways and practices for people to find more calm, more peace, more surrender in their lives, to find ways to connect more deeply with themselves, to allow stress to not be or not take over their life, to find ways to maybe deal with anxiety, deal with irritations, to cope much better with all of the unknowns and the stress and the pressures and the problems that have come about from COVID-19, but that also exist in everyday life, even before COVID-19, and they'll keep being there after COVID-19. They're just the regular things that happen to us. And I really feel that there's a better way for us to deal with our daily lives. And so this is what I'm hoping you'll be able to find within this podcast. I will be having conversations with a number of different people who have different practices, whether it's meditation, yoga, light language, sound healing. I'm going to cover as many different modalities and topics and practices that I know or that I discover along the way, and I will share them with you along with my guests. My intention is to also include sort of a bonus experiential component to go along with this podcast. And that may be an audio, it may be video. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to look like, but I would really like that you're not just listening to what these different practices are, but that you're actually getting a chance to try it out. So you can find ones that really work for you. Hopefully something that you can adopt into your own life. So whether you're here and you're simply looking for ways to reduce your stress, calm your mind, live a happier life, maybe you're longing for ways to find answers to life's deep questions or deepen your spiritual side, or maybe you're just a little woo curious. Well, whichever situation you're in, I've got you covered. By the end of each episode, I'm hoping that you'll feel as though you've just sat down, had a conversation with friends, and you've taken a nice, deep, relaxing breath. And on that note, I'd like to leave you with a short little practice. So this is a meditation type practice. We're going to use the breath, and it's going to take less than 20 seconds. This practice is something that you can utilize pretty much anywhere at any time. You don't need to close your eyes. You could be sitting or standing or lying down or walking. You could even be in the middle of a meeting in a boardroom filled with all sorts of people who are uptight and stressed out and irritating you. Take a moment and just notice how you're feeling. What kind of emotions do you have? Is there any tension that you're holding in your body? And what are the quality of your thoughts? And now shift your awareness to your breath. Each part that we're going to do needs to last for a count of four. So take a nice full deep breath in for a count of four. And then with the air in, hold it there and count to four. And then a nice, gentle, but deep exhale for a count of four. And then allow yourself to pause with the air out for a count of four. And now allow your breath to return to a normal rhythm. And take another moment and notice how you feel now. How is that tension? How are your thoughts? Have they slowed down a little bit? Do you feel maybe a little bit more calm? Those people that were irritating you, are they still irritating you quite as much? If you'd like to know when the episodes come out, please hit that subscribe button. Thank you for joining me. I hope you've found some serenity now.